Good morning, I'm Steve Campbell with Texas Parks and Wildlife, and with me is Levi Singleton. Levi, how did you find out about the AmeriCorps?
Well, at the time I was attending a charter high school called American Youth Works, and the friends that I had made in there kept talking about AmeriCorps, and they were involved in this AmeriCorps program, and they were doing a half day of working with AmeriCorps and then going to school the other half of the day, and I had classes with them. And I'd hear their stories when they'd come back from work, and I'd hear about how much fun they had, you know, working out in the parks, which AmeriCorps does, you know, working in schools with kids, and that really caught my interest. You know, I felt like I was missing out on something.
Okay, and what do you guys do specifically in AmeriCorps? I mean, well, you said working out in parks and schools, but could you be a little more, perhaps more specific?
The AmeriCorps group I'm involved with, we're mostly involved in working on parks and trails, and we've got another program in the AmeriCorps program called Casa Verde, which they build high energy efficient homes.
Okay. Now, you said you heard about it through word of mouth. Was there anything that led you, to go ahead and join AmeriCorps?
Well, I just, like I said, I kept hearing about how much fun these guys were having.
So you went in for the fun?
Yeah, I went in, my idea of fun might not be another person's, but I love to be outdoors, you know.
That was my next question. Are you having fun?
Yes, definitely.
So you were made for this sort of thing. And what is your daily life like in this situation?
As a member in AmeriCorps, we work a regular schedule of 9 to 5, or 8 to 5, excuse me, Monday through Friday. We report into our base of operations. We load up in our vans, get our tools, and then we report to where we're working at. We're usually, like I said, the group I'm involved with, we work in the parks, we build trail, and so half the time we're located out of Austin, Texas, and there's quite a lot of, you know, parks, a lot of green spots there.
Right.
It's a beautiful city. And so we've just got a lot of different partnerships with these different parks. And we come in there, we clean it up, we pick up the trash. We take out invasive species of trees, plants. We do kind of water control or erosion control.
Okay.
Where, you know, let's say a creek is tearing away at the bank. You know, we try and control that. We try and bring in vegetation to, you know, revegetate the area.
You sounds like another group that we're quite familiar with in the past called the CCC. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal, because that's what this show is all about today, as well as about AmeriCorps as well. You mentioned you load up your equipment. What type of equipment? Now, I realize that would vary from job to job, but what sort of equipment do you use?
Well, this is kind of the part I like. We get to use small power tools and hand tools.
Well, what kind of small?
Chainsaws, drills, gas-powered drills. I've used anything from a bobcat to a pin jar, which is like a gasoline-powered jackhammer.
Okay. And it's called a what?
A pin jar.
And what's a bobcat?
A bobcat is...
I know it's a cat that runs around in the hill.
Yeah, it's not the animal. It's actually a miniature bulldozer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. Now, have you gained any new skills in the process of doing this? Or are you...
Definitely.
What have you learned to do?
Well, first of all, I've learned to work in a group. You know,
that's
work as a team.
Excellent.
Yeah. I've learned how to, it's increased my social skills, you know, just making friends.
You don't strike me as a shy person. Were you shy when you came into the program?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. It's just made you just a little bit more forward.
Yeah. It just gave me an excuse to make more friends.
Now, there you go. We all need excuses to do that. What sort of skills have you gained here? I think we're starting on that. I got distracted on something else.
Other skills. Like I said, they educate us on how to do the work. We learned how to build trail, basically. When you walk through a park, when you walk on a trail, you know, basically anywhere around Austin, we've touched those trails. You know, we've worked on them. We put down the road base. We put down the crushed granite. We line the trails with the rocks.
You know. So you've worked on with the city government in terms of things going on inside Austin. You've worked with the state in terms of things going on inside the park. What other groups have you worked with?
Sometimes we've worked with other AmeriCorps groups. We've got AmeriCorps Vista, We've got NCCC, and we've teamed up with them on projects even out of town. Sometimes we'll get volunteers of of just companies from around Austin who will come and volunteer their times, and we'll educate them and show them how to do the work that day.
What's the furthest out of Austin you've gotten with this group? How far you've gotten?
I've made it all the way to Hawaii.
I want someone. I'm not interviewing this guy much further.
I made it to Hawaii, New Mexico, Colorado, anywhere in Texas.
This sounds more like a vacation than a job.
It's definitely, and I encourage anybody that's interested to try it out. It's
no, it sounds
it's a
excellent.
Blast.
Sounds excellent. I'd like to go to Hawaii, I think, sometime. Are you making any long-lasting friendships here? Have you met people that you think you're going to remember for the next 20 years?
Definitely. I still stay in the same house that I was when I was staying in when I was a member. So I still have some of those old members, you know, on my crew come by out of the blue and just say hi. We still get together every once in a while, my original crew that I was on, and, you know, hang out. Not just that, when I got into the program, and I found out how much of a great thing it was, I brought in my cousin. I brought in
my
best friend.
So you began to recruit for them as well.
Yes. You know, I had to make sure that they all got an equal opportunity to experience what I did. And so basically my family's been involved with the program too.
How are these people doing? They're enjoying it? They're doing fine?
They're doing great. Yeah, we're alumni now officially. We've all finished our terms of service.
Okay, now how long is a term of service?
It can be anywhere from 6 months to a year, and you can serve two terms of service. You can serve 6 months and then a year. You can serve 2 years. You can serve 2 6-month periods. And you don't have to serve them back to back. You can go experience the program, move to another state, enroll with another AmeriCorps program.
So it's a national program?
Yes, it's national.
Okay. Do you know who established it? Under what administration?
Well, from what I understand...
I guess more specifically, what year?
What year it was brought on? Mm-hmm. I believe it was 94 or something like that is when it started to come up.
Okay.
From what I understand, Bush Sr. proposed the idea. Clinton ran it through, and that's kind of where it started.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've come back. You're not as you were before. You finished your 2 years. What are you doing now?
Well, I got a really great opportunity to come back to the program. After I had finished AmeriCorps, I did 2 full years of service. Went and worked with the city of Austin, which is where I live, and I got to work with them on the Barton Creek Greenbelt, using the same skills that I learned, you know, and. And I really enjoyed that. I still got to be outdoors every day. And then I moved on, went to school, did a few things on my own, came back, moved away from town, came back, ran into one of my old buddies who, actually this guy, he's a pretty unique person. I've always looked up to him. He was one of my peers and a little bit older than me. And he always set a great example in the program, in AmeriCorps. And he was a crew leader at this time, which a crew leader basically takes the crew members, you know, which I was a crew member at the time.
Now you're a crew leader and you're sort of a supervisor.
Yeah, and he had told me about his position as it was going to open up and encouraged me to go apply for it.
So you climbed up the ladder. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I think I'm doing it right now.
Okay, one last thing. I want you to look straight into those cameras. And what advice would you give today's students?
Stick with school, follow your dreams, and just don't give up. You know, sometimes times are tough, but it gets better. I mean, I'm living it right now.